Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting in order for July 26, 2022. If we'd all rise for the pledge. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's meeting. And Matt, we'll open it up for public comment. Chuck, I don't know if you just want to introduce yourself to the crew.
Sure.
Yeah.
I will come sit here. My name is Chuck Swanson, and I am with the Carver County Community Development Agency. So I am new to Carver County, and I guess my goal is just to put a face to a name. And I've stopped by City Hall last week. I did meet with Chris, talked for a little bit, but you know, I'm in charge of community economic development. I'm also in charge of Carver County tourism. So if any of those things anybody wants to talk about, I did leave some business cards with Tamara over there, but yeah, I'm just here to find out what's going on in Hamburg. I am from Southwest Minnesota. I grew up in a town of 500 people, so I speak small city. And I also have about 15 years on the fire department, so I'm fluent in that as well. So that's my spiel. I guess I really didn't have anything on the agenda. I just wanted to find out what's going on.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Okay. Well, then we'll move on to the agenda review. Just a couple things. I don't know, council, anybody have any changes to the agenda that they want to make? Okay. So the only thing I'm going to suggest, just for, you know, timing and things of that nature, is just we're going to move a few things off the agenda and table them to next week or next meeting. Plus also, since Jeremy was on vacation for the last couple of weeks and just got back, and we haven't all had a chance probably really to thoroughly dive into the agenda, because I think we first got it, what, about hour ago, yeah, hour and a half ago. Yeah. So just a couple things I want to push off just so we have, can have good discussion and have understanding of it. Is a lot of it has to do underneath the public works, is to go ahead and move off the, I know Brandon's got a PowerPoint that he wants to present, but if you could just present, give that to each party individually, and then we can have you present at the next meeting. That way we have a chance to digest a little bit more and give you more time to have a good conversation about it as well. Also the discussion on the new city truck, the rekeying of the city buildings, the selling of the old city generator, and that's the only things that I would like to see us move off the agenda for tonight. So if there's no objection, I look for a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Councilman Tracy make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Councilman Poplar second it.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar aye.
Councilman Buxton aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. I look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilmember Weber, second.
So moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buxton, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Chief.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council. I'll keep this short and sweet as always. I'm looking to get approval for a leave of absence for our Assistant Chief, Mark Plants. He approached me about a month ago and asked the fire department for a 6-month leave of absence, stating he was getting worn thin on time and stuff with family, work, and some other things. I said, as far as the fire department's concerned, you'll take the time you need. I said I'd have to bring it by you guys, so I'm just looking for a motion to approve a 6-month leave of absence for Mark Plants.
Council, any questions? I know we've done it from a foreign chief before and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You guys can make it work. Yeah.
Make a motion to give Assistant Chief a leave of absence for 6 months.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the chief's leave of absence for 6 months. When's that going to be effective? Do you want it?
It would it would be effective, I guess he started already last month, but I guess in terms it would start now.
Okay, so as of today?
After today, it would be 6 months.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Bakhtin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose? Leave granted.
Perfect, thank you. The only other thing I have for right now, National Night Out, that's coming up on Tuesday. We had a meeting last night and talked about getting a couple people down there for fire truck rides and show off a truck. Is there anything else that you want or need from us? I know Jeremy has been out of town for a couple weeks. Normally there's some back and forth, I feel, in previous years. I know years ago, I think we gave some money towards food. I don't know if that's, if we still did that. We tried looking back in our books last night. Okay. Yeah, I know we had done it, you know, years prior, but we couldn't find anything in the checkbook blanks, so didn't know if...
Couldn't find a blank check to write, or what?
Not exactly. So, yeah, I just, if you need anything else from us, basically that's...
It's just kind of the same old, same old.
Okay. All right. That's all I have for this evening, unless you guys have a million questions for me.
Council, any questions for the chief?
No.
Not from here.
No, you're good to go.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Brad.
Mayor, council, here for a fundraiser that we're looking at having at Parkside for Jason Pretzel Frank. He's got cancer, and he always came up there for meat raffles and ate up there and stuff, and he'd like to have like a fundraiser up there and have the fire department run a meat raffle there. Probably a live silent auction, small. He doesn't want to have something like the dance hall size where you get 400 or 500 people there. We're asking to, Jamie couldn't make it tonight, the manager of the bar. Her husband is working and stay home with the little one. Anyway, we're looking at blocking the road off, so it'd be an orange fence in front of the door. Then you'd come in from the west side and get in there. And then it would go all the way down to the curb and then to the back of the bar and then over and let the people down from the apartment upstairs and then come back to the building. I'm going to, because of situations, I'm going to get 5 gallon pails, put posts in there, and then put orange fence up and around so we're not putting posts in the grass there. We'd probably have, there's a firefighter that has a band called Down South. He'd probably play for 2 to 3 hours. Looking to have it from noon to 5, 6 o'clock. It's gonna get darker. And it's gonna be October 8th because I talked to Chief Seward today and their pork chop or steak fry is the first when we were gonna have it. And so we're moving it back to the 8th, backing it up. Wanted it the 24th, but it's a rib jig. So, and anything before that, I think is just pushing for everything to align, so.
Council, any questions? I know prior to meeting today, Brad and I did, and Jeremy was in the conversation as far as how we could maybe think about serving alcohol outside and food outside. That's still two things we have to explore, running the same issues we had before when we were trying to do the city festival and things of that nature. So I think we have a couple of avenues that might work. But I think right now, as of what Brad's looking for, is to get the okay to at least block off the street for that time frame.
And then if I may add, we'll have it, because it's going to get darker, I want to have it in the afternoon. That way people can do something at night yet, but also that we have it closed off before it gets dark out, or opened up before it gets dark out, in case somebody comes driving up, put a road closed sign down at Sheely and Jacob, you know, stuff like that. So
council, any thoughts? If there's no objection, I'd look for a motion to approve the closing of the street from probably what, 11 to 5?
Well, I'm sure 11 to 6? Put the fence up and stuff, you might as well say, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock until hopefully it's closed up or opened up by 6.
Okay, so 10 to 6.
Make a motion to close the street down from for the fundraiser for Jason Pretzel, Frank, from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Okay. Councilmember Weber, second.
And that's October 8th, right?
October 8th. Okay.
So motion's made and second to close down the street as described by Brad on the end of Parkside for the benefit of Mr. Frank on October 8th. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Bucktine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lundy, I'll oppose. Okay, we got one of the three legs out of the way.
Then we'll just see what else we can do, and hopefully we can do some. If it takes a catering license for $100, we'll do it. You know?
Yeah, I'll look at all avenues.
All right.
And then Brad and maybe Steven, you guys will coordinate fire department so they're aware streets close in Carver County.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Central Trap, you guys are up.
Great. Thank you for your time, Mayor, Council members. The Central Raiders Trap Team is looking to get a permit or get this signed off for a bingo night. So what we're looking to do is a fundraiser of a gun raffle, gun bingo, kind of a combination deal. We'd be doing it up at the City Hall. I believe they are available for the 10th of December. So we're looking at that date. Probably looking at 150 capacity to keep it down a little bit in size. Year one, learn from it, not have too big, and then learn from it the year after, kind of build up to it. So we're looking for that application to be approved. We've got the paperwork filled out here for our, we are a nonprofit. In the past, I don't know how familiar you guys are, but Central Raiders Trap Team is consistent through Norwood Young America School District. We have shooters from 6th grade up to 12th grade. So last year we had 81, I believe, shooting for us. So, and that was in spring, and fall was 60. So those numbers have just increased, and cost of everything's going up, as you guys are all aware from day-to-day experiences. So we're looking at kind of a new way to create a little revenue, and this seems like a good way to go about it. We're kind of hoping that December 3rd, we're not interfering with the hunting season and Christmas and everything else. So we will be looking probably for the Lions to, and we haven't reached out, we're building all of that stuff up now, but looking for the Lions to probably use their liquor license. And then of course our parents and students would be helping out with cleanup, setup. As you guys have probably all seen them at the Fish Fry, they're a pretty diligent, hardworking group, and so are the parents. So we'll be looking to kind of pull that in too.
Okay. Council, any questions?
Yeah, how much is the rental for the hall? Is there any way we can help out on a city's way, or?
A thought I have, okay. You know, we don't charge clubs.
Yep.
Could we run this through the Hamburg Hunt and Fish Club?
We are a club, technically. Would that qualify?
Yeah, if they're 501c and yeah. they're a trap club.
Yeah. I mean, we can say they're a local club.
Yeah.
So that'd be a thing. So, we're helping out a local club and everything. We're,
right.
You know, the city could make a motion to not charge a fee for the rental. As long as they clean up, I guess that would be the exchange.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be done. Is there any other... we haven't decided on food, so I'm new to all this. I'm, like I said, we're in the phase of building. Is there anything else that we should be aware of for the city or wants or needs of the city?
As far as the rental goes, I mean, you have free rein to bring in whatever food or food vendor you want to use.
Okay.
That's one of the advantages of the community hall. And same with the liquor. If you do go with the Lions or whoever you go with, you have that. Depending on who you go with for liquor will depend on how it will impact your insurance, though. That's the only thing that you want to be aware of.
Right.
I guess we'd ask we give our local club the first shot.
Yeah.
Right.
With what's that?
Give our local club the first shot.
For tickets?
For serving.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, like That would be the Lions, you mean? Absolutely. We would hope to work with the Lions. The Lions have been great affiliates as far as all the clubs around here. So whenever we can all win together, I think that's the perfect way to go about it. GSL did theirs. They did it at the Kingpin, and that was what we thought was maybe a little crowded. And then it's one proprietor where we can do something as a community. I think it's a lot better.
You had mentioned the 3rd and the 10th. Is it
the 10th?
The 10th.
The 10th, excuse me. December 10th.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we had it's the right date.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So do we need a motion to...
So do you have the non-exempt gambling permit?
I do.
Ready for us?
Ready to go.
We could approve that then tonight.
If we can approve that, one other thing we're working with... Karen through McLeod. Carver West. So she's a nonprofit attorney. So she's kind of helping us out with all the liabilities, the legal part of it. And she's been a very big asset for us walking through this. So yeah, she said if we get this approved and signed, then she'll run it down to the cities. I think it's $100 processing. Yeah, you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Council, then I guess if there's no objection to it, I look for a motion to approve the gaming permit for December 10th and then waiving of the fee of the hall rental for the same day.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to approve the gaming permit for December 10th for the Central Raiders Trap Team and also waiving the hall fee in exchange for cleanup.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
It's moved and seconded to go ahead and approve the December 10th gaming permit and waive the hall fee for cleanup. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckstein, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes.
Thank you very
much. Leg one done. If you want to bring that up here, we can get the signatures on it. Cody, do you want to come up?
So I was curious what I all needed information-wise for building a garden shed, what my setbacks would be, and how big I'm able to go, type of deal.
So you can go up to about 1,000 square feet without having to jump through a lot of hoops.
Okay.
And even then, you'd have to show due hardship. What you'd have to do is show hardship in order to be able to go bigger than that. The lot lines have to be 5 feet.
Okay, I know we talked yesterday, is that 5 foot if you're doing footings or foundation for like a permanent structure or if it's on skids with consent of neighbors?
Anything.
Okay.
It's just the structure.
Okay.
Is what we address. So that would be considered an accessory structure.
Yep.
So that'd be 5 feet off the lot lines.
Okay. And then it'd be the south side, with that pipe run through the backyard, what is that estimated easement?
I'd have to look at that easement to see. It's probably 10 feet.
Okay.
So you'd have to be off that easement too.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's 10 feet. It's either 10 or 20, but I'm guessing 10. Mm-hmm. So I have to do some research.
Okay. So basically 16 by 20, that'd be 360 square foot roughly, I think it would be.
So then you just have to go through the permitting process.
And for that, what do I all need?
If you come up to the office anytime, I can walk you through all that.
No worries.
Yeah. I apologize. I've been on vacation, so I haven't gotten to everything. This is my first day back of 2 weeks, and you were on my list. I was going to call you and save you the meeting.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
And just, we had other training today too. So, but yeah, if you just come up, Cody, and I'll walk you through everything.
Can I send her? Because I'm usually not home before 7.
Sure. Yeah. No, not a problem. Otherwise, just we can email back and forth too, so that way you have it in writing and.
Yeah. No, that works for me. I was just curious how my office or whatever I had to be for setbacks. Because that's something I'd probably want to start doing in September-ish.
Good.
So at least get the ball rolling on that.
Yeah, yeah. So if you just work with me, I'll walk you through everything.
Yep. That should work for me.
Cool.
Should be all I had.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That sounds right.
Yeah. There's a reason why I'm pretty sure
it would. Yeah. Brandon, you want to come up?
December 10th.
Yes.
So I know we moved a few things off the slate that you wanted to have talk about tonight and that, and I hopefully understand the shortness of it and giving the council a little bit more time to digest a few things and give you ample time to have the conversation as well.
Yeah. Me giving them a printout isn't going to do anything. I had to explain everything.
Right. But it'll give them a chance to see it beforehand, much like we usually do for our packets. And even though it'll still generate questions and additional information, I'm of the type, too, that the PowerPoint isn't going to be everything I have to say, and it shouldn't be, because otherwise you can just write it on a piece of paper and I can read it. So I get where you're coming from there. So if you can get everybody, or get a copy to Jeremy, and he can disseminate it, and then at our next meeting, we'll give you the floor. Oh, well then you can hand them out if you want, but all I say, we'll go over it at the next meeting. And then the next three things on the list, we moved off to the next meetings as well, because all those would be, two of them would be budget items, one of them would be a discussion whether or not we want to have that.
The one thing with the truck though is if we move it to our next meeting, we're pushing 2023 because the budget.
We're going to push 2023 no matter what. It's a budget item. It's not something we can just go
no,
ahead and make
like
a decision
to. It would be in 2023's budget, but so dealerships only have a certain amount of trucks that they put to the state of Minnesota bidding program.
I understand.
And the budget starts in August.
Yeah. And budget doesn't get finalized the first part of December, so we have a long time before this process will get done. And unfortunately, we're not a private business, so we can't just write the check.
Well, we wouldn't have to pay for it. Like if we.
It's not the point, Brandon. So the next thing on it would be the laptop and tablet. I know you and I have talked about the difference between the two you want to have. I will attest, I came up one day to sign checks, open up the laptop, trying to turn it on. 45 minutes later, I was done signing checks and I didn't want to wait along anymore. Laptop never gave me a chance to log in. So there is definitely a delay in that laptop. So I don't know if you want to talk about some of the options that you and I talked about.
Well, so I called Dell and I got us an account because Dell is a state bid for Minnesota. So I had them set up an account, whatever. And I got a couple of prices on Rugged. Well, I called Green Isle and I called Arlington just to see what they have for their public works department. And they use Dell Rugged tablets because they have the state bid. For about $1,500 around, 15 to 19-ish, we can get a Dell Rugged tablet, kind of like the police departments use. Then when I'm out doing stuff, I don't have to go back to the shop to check the calendar, and I can download pictures from this whole copper lead thing. I don't know if you guys know about it or not, but we have to digitally document. We have to go in everybody's house by 2024 and digitally document what water line's coming in their house, if it's lead, galvanized, that kind of thing, and report it back to the state of Minnesota. I can also read meters. Instead of using our handheld, I can use a laptop or tablet, depending on which one we go with. They're both about the same price if you're getting a Rugged Dell tablet or a Rugged Dell laptop. And when you're figuring the keyboard and everything with the tablet, they're about the same price. I guess I don't know if anybody have any questions on that. The laptop is about 7 years old that we currently have.
Yeah, I mean, I can, like I say, I can attest to the, it didn't come on for me for the 45 minutes that I was with, and I know Kurt's had some issues when he's used it too, and I think we're all, you know, in tune to that as well. So I don't know what thoughts council has in it. I know we do have a budgetary item where there could be funds pulled. I don't know how much is sitting in it right now, but that would be something Jeremy could take a look at. But it does need, in my opinion, it does need to be replaced. Just depends, what do we want to replace it with? Do we want to give them more mobility and give them a tablet and that, or do we want to have it just be a laptop in the shop?
I mean, do you need mobility for it?
I mean, to be completely honest with you, I've been using a phone to read meters because it's about 12 times faster than our handheld. Even our meter guy has said that. And like a computer, it just makes the process faster. With me reading the meters, it's faster, and also transferring them to like Tamara's computer, it's faster. It's really weird because like our handheld, like the actual meter reader itself is super expensive, but technology's went so far in the past, you know, 5 years, 6 years, whatever, that it takes about half the time to transfer it, and a laptop would make that process even easier that I could bring up here and go read meters with. And you get more data too from, if I use our handheld, I have to have a dongle that goes into the handheld and goes up to the meter if I want to get like your day-to-day usage or whatever. With a tablet or laptop, it will tell me that just by putting the thing on the box and hooking up Bluetooth to it.
Is there, if we went the route of a tablet, is that going to limit us? It can one of these do more than the other?
So at first I did want a tablet, and thinking about it more and more, we do a lot of Excel stuff for a water treatment plant, and I think like the rugged laptop would probably be the best option. And the only reason I want a rugged is because when it's super cold outside and I got to read meters and go up to people's houses, some of that stuff doesn't work when it's negative, you know, 5, 10, 15 degrees. It's not good on the batteries. Well, that laptop's made for that stuff, and it's waterproof, so if it's snowing or raining or, you know, that kind of thing. I don't want to have you guys spend $1,000 on a laptop and then it get rained on 2 weeks from now. And
apparently Mother Nature has a different opinion.
So do we feel like there's budget for a rugged laptop?
Basically, you know, what's in budget, you know, what
well, we didn't have anything
right
budgeted.
Right,
so really there's nothing there right now. So what, like Chris said, what we'd maybe want to look at is borrowing from one of our
enterprise
maintenance funds. Yeah.
Well, just because like you have city cell phone upgrade next, why couldn't you upgrade your phone and get a, I mean, how much is a regular laptop?
This is a cell phone right now. I can't even use it. That's my fault. I dropped it. I'm sorry. Why couldn't I get a regular laptop, you're asking?
And then use that, like if you upgrade your cell phone, use the cell phone.
I mean, there's certain things I can't do on, I mean, I can't do like, so the state of Minnesota has their own software for, computer term for it, but like their own, what's the word? Program or chart that we have to upload it to when we take the pictures. It's just a lot easier if it's all right there. And like it saves a lot of time for me going from one place to another place and having to transfer back and forth. And that's, you guys will see in my proposal that I brought up, is I'm only limited to a certain amount of time a week. Like I gotta get a lot of stuff done in a week. And I'm trying to figure out what will make time, trying to better plan and focus on getting stuff done instead of running back and forth and back and forth, if that makes any sense. Can't think of the right words, but like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's sort of you guys, but a rugged tab or a rugged laptop isn't much more than.
How much is a regular laptop?
About $1,200. I mean, in a rugged laptop, you're talking, it's got replaceable batteries, external replaceable batteries. I mean, you can replace everything from the screen to the keyboard. I mean, anything breaks on it, it's fully replaceable, and Dell gives you instructions on how to do it. It's totally up to you guys. I mean, you guys want me to go back to the shop and upload stuff and download or, you know, put stuff on the website, I'll do that, it's fine.
Council thoughts?
Pretty much what I'm trying to do is digitalize everything that we do that's paper related, like fire hydrant maintenance, that kind of stuff. So when I go do maintenance on a fire hydrant, I just have a form. We already digitalized a form. Kurt has it on his laptop at home. I can just type in what I did to that fire hydrant. And we're eventually going to work on mapping out everything, so it's on a whole map. Kind of like a GIS map, whatever.
So what's the difference between a regular laptop and a rugged one? Has anybody got like a down on paper what the exact is? It's 300, is it 380, is it 400? Anybody got a...
I mean, it all depends on what kind of... I mean, you can buy a laptop for $150 from Walmart.
Well, we'd obviously get something obviously better than $150.
For a decent mid-range laptop, you're probably looking at $700. I mean, that's just one that you're going to just keep in the shop.
So I just did a quick Google search on Amazon. I guess Amazon search it would be, not a Google search, but.
Well, you Googled Amazon.
Yeah, I Googled Amazon. I was going to say, hey Siri, but I didn't want to say it out loud. They have rugged laptops, even though they're refurbished, from anywhere from $700 to $1,200. But they're all Dell Latitudes. Just the only difference between them, from what I can tell at first glance, is memory, RAM, and that's it. Otherwise, everything looks like they're all about, well, the processor's different for these three. One's got the lower processor of i5, then the other one's the i5 2.4, and then the other one is the
i7. I think the quote, I have to look at my email, but I think the quote I got from her directly, the Dell lady, was $1,500, and if I upgraded to a backlit keyboard, which would be nice, because it gets dark in the winter time. It was like $26, so I mean, $15.26, somewhere there. She asked if I wanted to upgrade to a touchscreen laptop, and I was like, how much is that? It's like $900, I'm like, no.
At the top end. So council, any additional questions or thoughts?
I'm just trying to think here. I can do, so I've robbed Peter to pay Paul, take something from another.
This isn't a new thing. This has been an ongoing thing with this computer recording to Greg. And Jeremy has cleaned it off a couple times.
I just feel like the more you bring it out of the shop, you have risk of dropping it, and then it's going to be another $1,500 to replace it.
Well, the rugged, if you buy it from Dell, the rugged tablet has like a flat. For $127, you can get a 5-year warranty on everything. And if we're just going to keep it at the shop, then we might as well get a desktop. I mean, there's no point getting a desktop. And I'm leaving that open to you guys. That's easy.
Don't know anything about computers.
I know about this much.
Yeah, well, that's more than me. I don't.
You should have seen me on the Dell website going, "What? What is that? They offer what? Why is that $3,000 upgrade?"
I mean, if we were to go, I mean, in my opinion, if we were to go to a laptop where Brandon would be using a laptop, or, you know, city maintenance worker would be using a laptop, the rugged would be the way to go. Just that way, it, even if it's in the shop, it has a chance to get knocked off the counter.
Right.
And that, I know my gaming laptop, if it dropped from this table to the ground, I'd have to go get a new gaming laptop. The rugged one, you should be able to drop from this table to the ground and not have an issue.
Well, let's not try to do it, yeah.
And eventually what I would like is to have a mounted different truck. That's like the whole, you know, everything comes together, I have mounted in the truck. And if I'm not using it, like if I have to use it, like if Kurt does use it, right from the truck, you know, into the shop.
So like we said before, there are some enterprise funds that we could use, and we wouldn't be borrowing that much away from it. And it has been something
right.
That's
I,
been
I
an issue for a while.
Right, I get the slowest notice, I understand that. I'd say just take the 1500 then and get them the rugged one and be done with it.
Yeah, I don't know enough to really have an opinion, I guess.
Okay.
Sounds like we need a new one, and whatever you guys think is going to work the best.
I mean, to be honest, I didn't even think about a rugged tablet until I called. I called Green Isle, I called Arlington, and I already know that Noah Benavarca uses them because I've talked to Paul, and he, when he was on it, the guy that works at the wastewater treatment plant. So I just called similar towns, and, you know, or close by towns, just to see what they were using, and then I got a quote on what they were using.
So, Council, I would look for a motion then to allocate up to $1,500 for a rugged laptop for city maintenance.
Make a motion to have an allowance of up to $1,500 for a rugged laptop for city maintenance.
Second.
So, moved and seconded to allocate up to $1,500 for a rugged laptop for the city maintenance. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckley, aye.
Councilman Borauer, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. So work with Jeremy and figure out the best deal that we can get for the biggest bang for dollar. You, Jeremy, you might know somebody who could give us some insight on.
Yep.
Okay. So next thing then would be the cell phone.
All right. So we are eligible for an upgrade, but now, from what I understand, is it can't come contracts anymore. It's a commitment. In other words, it's a two-year contract.
Yeah.
But there are options out there for us. We had an iPhone, I believe that was a 7.
I don't know.
I think it was an iPhone 7. But Brandon's preference, and if we are gonna switch, I'd probably look at, we go to like maybe Samsung. Just for the water meter program is Android. Mm-hmm. Works on Android versus iOS, so just for that fact I would look at going to an Android type phone. So we're looking at, you know, a new line or upgrade for Samsung Galaxy. It's showing no fee again with that 2-year commitment for Samsung Galaxy S20. And S21 is about $30, S22 is $50, and the S22 Plus is $230.
That's
total? Just a one-time fee?
It's a one-time fee with a 2-year commitment.
What's the 21's got a bigger, that's a bigger.
I would have go 22, that's what I have, and they don't have the curved screen anymore.
Okay.
So when
is
you
that
drop
the,
it.
Is that the, does that one have the pin?
I wish they would have never got rid of the note. Yeah, it doesn't show the note on here.
I know, we tried looking for the window.
That one of the...
I think after the 20, the 20 had the curved screen, so when they dropped the crap.
Doesn't one of them come up with
that? Yeah. And you have the 22, and it doesn't have the curved.
22 you have?
Yeah.
You're going to get what?
S22.
Oh.
Because I got a 22 and a plus, a 22 plus and a 22 Ultra.
Maybe it's a...
I don't know what
the... Plus or the Ultra, yeah, the Ultra has zero.
What's, and the replacement cost for the Ultra is?
$429.
That goes up in price real quick.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's still, it's a one time.
$429.
I mean, I'm assuming you're going to want a bigger screen.
Yeah, and then I wanted a pen, that's why I wish they still made the note, because like in the wintertime, if you're wearing gloves or doing whatever, it's just nice to have a pen.
Chuck, you're going to get the phone? All right. Well, Chuck is getting a phone. Let's move on, and we'll come back to that topic. Let's move on to the update for lighting and internet at the Bicentennial Park.
Yeah, just to let you know, they were able to get the internet run in there. I haven't had a chance to follow up with them to see if they put the equipment in yet, though. But as soon as they do that, we'll get that lined up to get the other camera, that point of view camera lined up. And then things to think of, we talked about adding lighting to the park. We're going to have to decide it tonight, but that's another thing to think of. If we want to do lighting, I think the first thing we want to do is get the correction of the pole, the flag pole down there, is the first thing I would like to focus on, getting them lights lowered so we can lower that. That's going to be the priority budget-wise for this year, but I know we've talked future about adding lighting down there, whether we want to do it or not. Just want to put it out there.
All right. And then the next item there is park rentals. I know we've discussed, Brent and I discussed about the possibility to open up the back of the bathrooms where the sink and that stuff is for rentals. And talking with Jeremy earlier today, I mentioned that that's probably maybe a good idea for us to talk about, but actually talk about it when we get through the budget cycle, because that added amenity might want us to have us increase the cost of rentals at the park, because now they'll have access to a sink and water and everything else back there, plus there'll be some costs to maybe do some security changes in that room as well. But that's what that topic is, and if anybody has any questions, we can talk offline about it. Okay. As well. Yeah, let's go back to the phone.
If they wanted to rent that area also, then we just maybe either charge them, look at the water meter and charge them water, or just charge them like $15, $20, $5.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned to the council while you're having the conversation, was that let's talk about it towards the end of the year, because we'll have to amend our contract. Okay. And I don't think we have any rentals for the rest of the year anyway. Maybe one or two. Well, the big rib jig would be, but that's not really a rental. I mean, and that. So, but no, the idea is something we can talk about at greater length. So, the phone, did you?
I think you should. Everybody wants to see it. This is a Carver County taxpayer funded phone. Everybody wants to see it.
No, I was actually told by someone who deals with some phones that is the replacement for the Note, that Ultra is.
Yeah. I mean, it's something I want. It's not a need, but I mean, if we're going to upgrade it, then I don't know.
The only thing is, if you get this, you have to get like an out of box.
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I first got it, that thing was so slippery. I mean, now it's, I've dropped it. And the camera is, if you take pictures, it's pretty good. You got 5 different cameras.
There's the only thing we do take a lot of pictures, but.
So is that the one that maybe Jeremy could be sitting up here and taking a picture of a house on the other side of town?
I mean, it sounds like we're using the water program with the phone.
We
and
could.
If you are doing winter work with gloves, I mean, I can see a need for having a stylus. I'm not trying to spend money for no reason, but I mean, if there's a practical purpose.
Because like retail's $1,200, new and upgrade eligible cost is $429 for 128 gigabytes, which I think is probably plenty sufficient. Nice thing with Samsung is it's, I don't think you need to pay the extra money to go with the bigger, you know, storage when you can just buy extra storage. That's where iPhone gets you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess I personally see the practical, purpose in going with the bigger phone with the stylus.
With the Ultra?
Yeah, I do. I mean, if I was working in the winter and I was using a city-run program on it, I'd want a big screen and I'd want a stylus.
Is that a motion?
Yeah.
Seconded.
It's been moved and seconded to go ahead and upgrade the city maintenance phone from its current phone to the Samsung 22 Ultra, right?
Yep.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Bucktine, aye.
Councilman Rubber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? All right, we'll get that in the works. And that, we'll make sure you get an OtterBox with it too.
And then with that, I'll get a quote for what insurance is a month too. Maybe something if we're making that investment to see what that costs, and I'll bring that back.
Yeah, good idea.
Perfect. So that leaves on the chip. No, the only last item we have is just the tool cat repair.
Oh, yeah. If you guys have any questions, feel free to ask me, but I think I kind of explained myself last time.
Yep. Thanks, Brandon.
So I did reach out to a couple other people to look at it, but they never got back to me. We're going to make arrangements to meet, but that never worked out. But we did manage to get two quotes, one from Lano's and another one from Mankato Bobcat. And also, you know, roughly we're looking at it is about $5,000. Lano's came in at $5,017. I mean, it's crazy because if you look at it, $152 in parts.
Yeah, labor.
$4,865 in labor. $35. And then.
And the other one's got 40 hours.
Yeah. And they were at $6,500. But actually, they were about $6,000 because sales tax were exempt.
Mm-hmm. Council thoughts?
Fix it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's, regardless of its future, let's fix it. It's irrelevant to anything else, in my opinion.
So I entertain a motion then to whichever one we want to go with, whichever one council.
Lano's, okay. The cheapest and the localest.
Yep.
Is that a motion, Eric?
Yeah, I make a motion to have the tool cat fixed by Lano Equipment for $5,000 and some change.
Sounds like Tracy second.
Okay. So moved and seconded to go ahead with Lano Equipment to repair the tool cat for $5,017.21. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Bucktine, aye.
Councilman Rubber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Okay, we'll move on then. Go.
Chris, if you don't mind, you just discuss part time help while Brandon's here.
Oh, yeah. So, as many of you know, we've been trying to secure part time help to do with the mowing of the yards and things of that nature. You know, fortunately, I guess Mother Nature has helped us out a little bit and not poured rain on us, so we're not doing it twice a week or anything like that. Unfortunately, we found out recently that even though we've had two candidates come forward that are under the age of 18, we still would have to go through the whole process of the hiring process to make sure that we did not accidentally miss somebody who had veterans preference. I don't think either one of these two candidates have veterans preference, but that said, we can still do it. We're at the end of July, and we might have a month left of them. And in fact, both of them will probably be going back to school mid-month anyway. So what's the thought of the council? Do we want to continue what we're doing and allocating the OT, or do we want to go ahead and push forward and see if we can't get somebody in the seat for two, possibly 3 weeks?
I think we should use the part-time help because, I mean, it needs it down there.
I agree.
just for 2 or 3 weeks, and yeah, depending who it is, if they can, if they want to do after school, if they want to mow or something too. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
Next, probably get a person for a couple hours after school. School ends at like, what, 2:30?
Any other thoughts?
I'm good at that.
All right, we'll go ahead and line up the conversations and get with Tim and I and see what we have available for scheduling. Okay. Move on into old city business, the Hamburg zoning code. I know we've had a bunch of emails floating around. And Jeremy, if you give us an update where we are finally landing.
Yeah, so basically what we're looking at is kind of the one thing I talked about was is allowing, you know, the combining of parcels that we've talked about that would be split by either an easement or an alley. That would be the kind of the only options we would look at. So I've worked with Harry Davis, who's our planning consultant, and he's basically put a few things together. Is, you know, allowing one or more existing parcels not considered a buildable lot. You know, one of the things I had asked him is if we want to limit this to the existing lot in question, basically just the one. But he kind of, Harry thought in the process is using existing parcels, maybe have someone that wants to combine their property with a parcel or two across an alley or other property, or one parcel across an alley and the next door neighbor's unbuilt property. He also could see a situation where two property owners want to split a large landlot parcel behind their house, so each neighbor take half and half. So he kind of wanted to leave it a little more open so there were more options versus just what I had suggested. And then I had also talked about we wanted to state that the parcels being combined has to be combined with either a buildable lot or a lot with a primary residence, you know, not just two, you know, big lots. So he was in agreement with that. And then basically the other thing is we would write the ordinance up as to where they can't be split back to what they originally were, would be. So if they're combined, that's what they are. I mean, they could maybe take a chunk off here or what, but can't go back to what it was. So that's kind of the them thing. So if you're in agreement, I will have him, or if you have any questions or issues, I can forward them to him, or otherwise I can just have him draft something up for the change in our subdivision ordinance.
Collins, any thoughts? Instruct staff to move forward?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Water tower site lease agreement.
Okay, from the last meeting, we had talked about our water tower site lease agreement with Broadband Corporation. So Anthony went through it, just made the changes. And really, basically, the only changes we made to the agreement was an address change, a few address changes, the rent going up to $150 a month, and then the tenant should have their own electrical service, a meter bill directly to the tenant. That'd be billed directly to them, and then he did put together an Appendix A. So it looks like there's 9 structures on there.
Yeah, that's one question about that. I see that you put some rocks inside the water tower. So you know why it's like a whole water tower?
I would hope so. Yeah. I mean, I'll talk to him about it. Yeah, we'll want to minimize, you know, the space that they take up, most definitely. Yep. Yeah, I'll make note and I'll talk to Anthony about that, what their plans are.
Council, any questions about the lease agreement? If not, I'd like a motion to approve.
Who's that with again?
Broadband Corporation.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the water tower lease agreement with the Broadband Corporation.
Councilmember Weber, second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Water Tower site lease agreement with Broadband. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Bucktin, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Linda, all opposed. Passes. Ballpark repairs.
All right, so finally got this all resolved for the baseball park repairs. From what I understand, it sounded like maybe Crest Exteriors wouldn't be able to get at it this till next year, is my understanding. I was able to get Boss to get us options for all the repairs at the park. So basically, Crest Exteriors came in at about $35,046.45. Allied came in at $44,127. And Boss came in at $33,200, and then $35,895, which was a little more, but they had talked about doing a little different type. Be the same roofing, but it would be,
it's like a double lock.
Yeah, different, better fastening system. So a little more.
So I don't know if you guys have been out there now, but those pieces that are left on the stand are the ones that were crashing through the dam. Somebody had got up there and put screws through the roof. They have two different sides of the roof. They have ones that are seamed with clips. They're like seam gutter machines and the clips. That's the one that Allen Corey, I'm sorry, it's a little more expensive.
And ironically, what Boss is saying here, that's cheaper.
Yeah, it is cheaper.
$22,950 is what they have. So if we go with that, and we're in agreement with that, with the suggestions from them, you know, we'd be looking at Voss would be the cheapest option. So.
When can they get at it?
They said about a month out for the material, and it could be another month after that to get at it.
For this year, yeah.
They would, if weather permitting. I mean, it's just everybody's, I mean, everyone's bulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this will be the last week of games down at the park anyway.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The only thing that I can't find is that Boss is, they're bringing in a different contract to the defense and other work because they have to get that quality for the defense. Now, like, this is one of the only things that I notice.
Council thoughts on the bids?
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to approve the bid from Boss Construction for $33,200.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
So motion made and seconded to approve the bid from Voss for $33,200. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Linda, I'll oppose. Passes. So you can let them know tomorrow and they can get it going. Because I can tell you tonight they probably could have used the roof. Yes, there is. Well, let us know it's solved. Move on to new business. As everybody is, maybe not everybody's aware, but everybody possibly should be aware of, the primary is on August 9th. It's the same deal we deal with every time we have this. We have I would entertain a motion to move the city council meeting from August 9th to the next Tuesday of August 16th.
Councilman Tracy, I make a motion to move the next city council meeting from August 9th to August 16th.
Councilmember Weber, second.
So moved and seconded to move the August 9th city council meeting to August 16th. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Bucking, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Just a little update on liquor. So I think everybody may have had a chance to read the email. There does seem to be a little bit of misunderstanding between what we've been trying to communicate to the attorney in regards to the club possibly wanting to have a strong liquor license. The bill that was passed, all it did was to allow strong elk or strong beer and wine to be sold at these at clubs like this. So I'm going to have Jeremy go back and just have that clarification with our attorney before we move forward. The season's done, so they're not going to need it until next March or April anyway. So anybody have any questions on that? Okay. Move on then to the 2022 tower demo and water main project.
All right. So basically what we're looking to do is it'll be in two parts. One will be taking down the tower, and then part two will be redoing some of the water mains there. So I had our engineers put together a cost estimate of roughly what we're looking at for their services while we come up to bids for these two services. So we'll bid them two items separately. So really, kind of what I've been hearing is about $37,000 is what they've estimated that the demo and water tower will be. And then we budgeted $40,000, but now with their fees, we're looking at about $25,500 for the engineering fees. So one thing I would look at doing is so we can keep this moving and get this project done this fall is looking at transferring monies from our maintenance fund and our savings to cover the engineering portion of it and the water repairs. You know, we can assess when we get those bids to see what costs we're looking at, but at a minimum, I think we should get that tower down.
Council, any thoughts?
And who knows on their availability too? I mean, we're hoping October here. If you look at the timeline in the project here.
So what's the total cost with the engineering and the?
So with engineering, we're at $25,500.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're figuring for both projects.
Okay.
And that's with a residential project rep. There, which that's a cost we can maybe look at reducing, but and then 37 for the tower, and I don't know what the estimate of the repairs would be for the water mains, because what we're looking is get the tower down and then doing a water main reconstruction there. One, I think them pipes are probably 8 years old.
You're lucky if they're that young.
Right.
I mean, we can't eliminate it. That's what we were hoping, because we have a hydrant that goes across the property there, and we have a few service lines that come off that property there too. So
we're looking to transfer the $25,500 for the engineering from the maintenance. What was that fund called?
Maintenance fund.
Just maintenance.
City
fund.
Savings fund. So what I would suggest is that we approve the scope of work, and then when the actual costs come in, we can make the motion on that transfer.
So you're just looking for a motion to move the project forward with that
approved with the proposal for professional engineering services.
Okay. Councilman Tracy, make a motion to move forward with the $25,500 for engineering services for the water tower demo and water main project.
Councilman Buckton, second.
It's So moved and seconded to approve the professional engineering service proposal as stated. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lundy, I'll oppose. Okay, let's get it rolling. Street improvement project update.
Yeah, so just give you a quick update. They did the undercoat seal today. They seal coated the streets today too. That's done on Jacob and Donald. And weather permitting, they're hoping to do the paving Thursday and Friday. Be done by the weekend. So that'll close out the project then there on Louisa and Maria.
Nice.
One issue we did have is someone decided to step on the cement apron for one of the alleys. So I believe they'll be coming out tomorrow to replace two sections of that apron. If you go look, there's footprints in that one. You know, if you know anybody's got a, looks like a work boot size 10.
I don't have work boots. I have a size 10, but not work boots. All right, we'll move on. Any questions anybody has on the project? Nope. Okay, then we'll move on to the vacant lot in the possible future use of SHIP grants.
Yep, so that's just if there's any more discussion on SHIP grants. The only thing, other thing I thought of is people are doing these pickleball courts, but I don't know if that's bad or not. Or not, but coming up this fall, there will be grants available. So,
cool. So get your thinking caps on. See if you can't grab one or two of them out of there. Same with probably the ARPA funds.
Yep, same thing. Same as the discussion last meeting as to what project we want to use the ARPA funds for.
So if you have any ideas, let us know. I mean, Poplar, you're in charge of parks. You know, maybe you could come up with an idea. Okay. Want a splash pad or something? Or? All right, move on then to city council reports. Councilman Buckentine. Councilman Poplar.
Nothing as of yet.
Councilman Weber.
No.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
And I just remember next Tuesday. Right? Yeah. Yep. National Night Out. What time do you want us down there? Okay.
Reminder, and I'll do a posting up here to cover us, and then I'll send you out a reminder.
Can I add to that National Night Out?
Yeah.
The Lions came up today asking to have that chest freezer moved to the Lions shelter for their ice cream, and apparently that chest freezer does not work, FYI. So I'm not sure what we would have for them to use to keep their ice cream cold under the Lions shelter.
Oh, well, we can do that. All I had just to remind the group, so if you're going to send that email out, that'd be great. Anything else for the good of the city? Otherwise, I look for a motion to adjourn.
Poplar, second.
So moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Buckley, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lombard, I'll oppose. Hamburg City Council for July 26, 2022 is adjourned at 2010.